Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Victor Joseph will serve a second term as president of the Tanana Chiefs Conference. Joseph was elected to remain head of the Interior Tribal Organization for another 3 years during voting yesterday as the TCC Annual Convention wrapped up in Fairbanks. In accepting his second term, Joseph pledged to continue working on key issues.
More job opportunities, more opportunities for your kids, the survival of your communities, better education, needing that so that your communities will thrive and we can stop the trend of out-migration.
Joseph thanked TCC and his challenger, P.J. Simon of Allakaket. Simon, who's been on reality TV, reflected on a lively campaign.
You can write a reality show out of a campaign. Really, you can. Think about stuff, do the numbers, and I encourage all you young people out there to get into politics, get into advocacy.
Simon will remain TCC's secretary treasurer and said he's considering running for the state legislature. The Open North American Sled Dog Championship gets underway today in Fairbanks. 23 mushers will compete for $40,000 in prize money through 3 days of sprint racing, with the fastest combined time winning. The field for this year's ONAC includes last year's winner Buddy Streeper of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, and his wife Lena, who placed third in 2016, as well as local Roxy Wright, who came out of a 20-year retirement to take second in last year's Open North American and won the Fur Rondi in Anchorage last month. All races will start and finish at the Mushers Hall on Farmers Loop. Alaska Dog Mushers Association President Paula Cisnero says there will be no downtown starts for the third year in a row. She says conditions are too rough on Noyes Slough.
We've got so much bank erosion, like big pieces of the bank in the middle of the trail. And we are not allowed to dump snow in the slough, and there's not enough to make ramps and things to get around. It's not safe for a big string of teams to run through.
Cisnero says conditions are much better on the trails around Mushers Hall, but heavy snow that fell late last month has been a challenge to groom into a firm race trail.
When you have a dump of 17 inches or however much we got, it kind of creates an airspace. So we've worked hard. We've gotten our big drag, and we ran around with that. We borrowed another drag. And I think we've got it in pretty good shape. The shoulders are still soft.
Cisnero asks that snow machines stay off the race trail to keep it from being chewed up and to prevent incidents like last weekend when a snow machine hit a racer's sled in the limited North American.
Fortunately, nobody was hurt and no dogs were hurt. And it was a four-dog team. Had it been a longer string, they would have hit the dogs. We have long strings running really fast, and we just don't want to have any accidents.
The Open North American gets underway at the Mushers Hall this afternoon at 1 p.m. with a 19.8-mile heat. Mark Hardam of Alberta, Canada, drew the number one starting position. Racers will go 20 miles again on Saturday and conclude with a 25-mile run Sunday. Jay Cable of Fairbanks has won the 1,000-mile Iditarod Trail Invitational human-powered race. Cable pedaled his fat bike under the Burled Arch in Nome Wednesday to claim the top spot after 17 days, 3 hours on the trail. Vancouver, BC-based cyclist R.J. Sauer followed 17 hours later to take second place, and Pennsylvania's Tim Hewitt was third in 18 days, 3 hours. Hewitt becomes the only ITI racer to have completed the 1,000-mile event on foot and now by bike. Race organizer Katie Merchant says competitors struggled with soft trail and windy, cold conditions in the Alaska range after the February 26th start, but travel conditions improved.
They were making pretty good time on the Yukon River, and then the Caltech portage from Caltech to Unalakleet, I think, was pretty good. I think there was some walking and pushing there. But the coast has been really good. They've been making really good time on the Bering Sea coast from Unalakleet to Nome.
Three ITI riders are still on the trail to Nome. I'm Dan Bross.